This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. Looks like Friday is upon us. If you're just joining us, hooray for you. It's the 26th of July. I had a dream a long time ago. I felt like Martin Luther King. I had a dream. I did have a dream, and I still am dreaming the same dream, which is good, as I managed to keep myself on the air along with such stellar co-hosts as Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We show up every day here and have a big hug for each other and for you. That's not a bad deal. There are a lot of things that have happened this week that were good. A few things that weren't so good. We'll be talking about all of them. I have the story of a fight. A couple of people got on to a radio program and they had a fight.
So, that should be fun.
Ah, yeah, lots of fun. But right now, Jennifer Horn takes us to a place that we wish we didn't have to go, I guess, in the manner of speaking.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. 16 Marines at California's Camp Pendleton base, which is located in South Orange County. If you've ever been to Southern California, been arrested following a human smuggling investigation. This is according to the Marine Corps. 16 of those Marines were arrested on Thursday morning on allegations ranging from human smuggling to drug-related offenses. The 1st Marine Division said in a statement that the arrests were carried out by division officials and the Naval Criminal Investigative Service during battalion formation. The arrest came only weeks, really, after two Marines at the same base were arrested near the border by a Border Patrol agent. These two Marines were accused of smuggling three Mexicans into the United States. The base is located north of San Diego, about 55 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The Marine Corps said information gained from those arrests actually led to the arrest that happened at Camp Pendleton on Thursday. Eight additional Marines were questioned about unrelated drug offenses. The two Marines who were arrested previously faced federal charges of transporting unauthorized immigrants for financial gain. According to newspaper reports, they were pulled over by Border Patrol agents July 3rd, driving a car near the border with three undocumented immigrants riding in the back seat. The law allegedly said that one of the men, Mr. Salazar Quintaro, had called him the previous night and asked him if he was willing to make $1,000 picking up an illegal alien. Salazar Quintaro allegedly said it was Law who introduced him to a recruiter and dispatched them to pick up people near the border, according to reports. The Marine Corps confirmed the Marines arrested Thursday are from the same unit as both Law and Salazar Quintaro. And more details on the allegations against them will be made clear, I guess, in the next couple of days. So 16 are right now in custody and are expected to be prosecuted by the Marines, and the previous two are already being held in federal court awaiting their case, their day in court.
Let me ask you something, all of you. When you go through an airport or you're in some public place and a man or a woman in a uniform walks by you, do you think, do you say, do you in some way, shape, or form acknowledge them and their service?
Yes, most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time. What about you? Do you ever, Victoria, feel the urge to do that when you're passing someone's dinner uniform?
Honestly, I don't really. I can't even think of a time that's happened. I mean, if I have direct contact with someone, sure. In the past, that's happened. If I've either interviewed someone or, you know, when I was in New York City, I would cover Fleet Week, and so I was around a lot of service people, and that was a wonderful experience. But I can't say I've ever had the occasion to just walk up to a stranger in uniform.
Yeah. No. Okay. That's all. Kara, you ever had that circumstance? befall you?
I would say if I was, kind of similarly in a personal conversation with someone, then yes, I would. But my general feeling in an airport or in a public place
I'm
like that.
I'm trying to get to where I need to go.
Well, yeah, for me, it's not even that as much as I just don't talk to other people in public places like that. Like, I don't like, and maybe it's different. I don't like being bothered by people I don't know.
Right.
In a situation like that, and so I typically don't just go up and interrupt what someone else is doing, or even though they might appreciate it, I don't know. I think a lot of people have mixed feelings about it, but yeah, I typically, I don't know, I don't do that.
Well, I'm one of the people who has mixed feelings about it in terms of the patronizing, seeing somebody in a uniform saying thank you for your service, not knowing what their service has been, or not knowing who they are.
Well, that's why I like having a conversation with someone before I say that, because I don't believe in empty words, so
I
like finding out, like, where have you been, and what have you done, and I've had plenty of conversations like that with people. I've
sat
next to a service person on a plane where we've had a discussion, and then, you know, the conversation has ended with with an acknowledgement of their service, but I wouldn't just walk up to a random, what if it's the first day on the job? I don't know. It just, but I'm more like,
on the job, they're still making a sacrifice. They're still wearing the uniform and representing.
Well, I'm not disparaging. I'm just saying I'm more like Kara. I keep to myself. I'm a New Yorker. If I'm in an airport, I'm constantly looking around me for security threats, and I'm just trying to get to where I need to go.
I don't even think that way. That's a sad way to.
Well, that's a New York thing. You have to. Yeah. That's all living in the city.
So Jennifer just made my point. Walking or acknowledge, we don't know anything about the people. And there are people like this in the service who are bad guys, and they're bad women, as there are in any other line of work. And I think only from my own point of view, and this is, we're here to express our points of view and to have others agree or disagree or say, yeah, that makes sense, or no, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, you follow some of the comments that people make who are disparaging or agreeing with us, and it comes from, you know, most any discussion, there's going to be a comment, two or three or four, on some of the social media about what we say. The whole business about acknowledging people that you don't know for something that you're not really sure of, I find it distasteful. I guess maybe that's the best. We could walk up to one of these 16 Marines who, before being caught, was involved in this stuff, and say, thanks for your service. And they can snicker to themselves, I only say that because it obviously, we've had this conversation before, to the point of anger, bothers me, because I think we have this cult in our country where we have this thing about recognizing people for doing something, sadly, in many cases, that wasn't to our benefit.
I'd rather live my life like that. I'd rather live my life optimistically saying thank you to people who help out this country. Because you know what? There are so many people that serve in the military that take a lot of crap from a lot of people. And
no question
just
about
because
it.
16 people did something wrong in Camp Pendleton, that doesn't mean I'm going to change my behavior and not say
not
thank you to
you
everybody
to.
Else who has
I'm
served not. The country. It's like law enforcement. It's like saying that all cops
are
racist.
Exactly.
And so, you know what? I'd rather live my life on the optimistic side of the road and say thank you first, and I don't feel apologetic about that.
So that's not really the point that I'm trying to make. I just wonder why people say that. That's more the focus of my thought process at the moment. Why would you walk by somebody in a uniform and say thank you for serving?
First, I know I people smile. I mean, I smile at everybody and I say hello a lot of the time because that's just how I am. I were to walk up to people in uniform, I would say thank you to them because they have made a sacrifice. They're making no money.
How
this is
know?
Why these people.
How do you know they've made a sacrifice?
Because I believe anybody
behind a desk.
I believe anybody who goes into the military is making, at least in some ways, a sacrifice. If I see them
how is that? If somebody's sitting behind a desk or they have no other job options and this is the only thing that they can do.
They're serving the country. I don't care if they're behind a desk or on the front lines.
How are they
serving? They're doing more for the country than we are.
I don't think that's true.
No, that's not true. I don't agree with that.
Not at all.
What do we do for the country every day?
I pay a lot of taxes.
We pay a lot of taxes.
So do they. And
I support... No, they don't.
You don't think people in the military pay taxes?
I'm not... Why are we dividing
Americans right now? This is making me really uncomfortable, because it's not just the military versus civilians. We're all Americans. So I feel like we're
going down
a really dark road, and this happens way too much in this country right now. It's this battle of who's actually patriotic and who isn't, and it's ridiculous, and I'm honestly tired of it. I'm so sick of hearing about it on TV, in the news, in the media, on social media. I'm over it.
Yeah.
No one's better than anyone else because you say or don't say something to a stranger who happens to be in uniform. Like, it doesn't make you more or less American. I'm so sick of it.
Well, I guess that's kind of what I get from the whole line of conversation. The fact that, well, why do you say anything? Why do you thank somebody for what they've done? Well, I do, because I feel like when you join the military and you're willing to make a lot of sacrifices, even if you're sitting behind a desk, that I can walk up and say thank you.
Right,
I don't
want
to feel judged or look like Pollyanna because I like to say that.
Right,
I like to say it because that's how I choose to live.
Both of you, I give you're both right. And so I'll tell you what really gets under my skin. It's probably not this so much as why we get ourselves into where we have trusted our leadership incorrectly without cause when we've gone into some of these rat holes that we've gone down since the Korean War, I guess, the rat hole of the Korean War, the Vietnam War. Desert Storm is different. I think that was appropriate. Certainly being in the Middle East, going to Iraq, Afghanistan, we didn't accomplish what we were supposed to accomplish, and thus did a lot of damage to those countries, a lot of damage to the people who live there, and a lot of damage to our men and women who have lost limbs, arms, legs,
you're thinking about it much deeper than the vast majority of people do, which is not, not a bad thing. But, you know, with Jen saying hi to people, I have absolutely no problem with that. I think it all comes down to personality. And I think you know, the way that I treat a service person is the way that I would treat anyone else in the world, with respect. And, you know, if someone smiles at me, then I will smile back. Or if we have a conversation, I'll be polite to them as I am with anyone else. But it's the same way that I wouldn't necessarily say hi to another stranger, and it's the same with a service person. And Jen is very friendly and will be open and, you know, talkative with anyone. And I appreciate that, and I'm sure that there are plenty of service people who appreciate that. But I think that you are on a much deeper level. If I were to just see a person in the airport or walking around, I would never go into any depth in my brain thinking about different wars and how politicians. To me, politicians and military people, not related at all. What politicians have decided is not how I think about military people.
Unfortunately, politicians use these men and women in service as backdrops for their campaign.
We should look at politicians in that way, and we shouldn't look at military men and women as, you know,
I kind of resent it, though. Like, I feel like, and again, this is a very divisive thing, but if you don't walk up to a stranger or every military person in an airport, it doesn't make you a bad American.
I don't think anybody's saying that. What I'm taking issue with is the fact that people feel that way on this issue. Why would you say hi to people when you don't know? They could be the Camp Pendleton people that were just arrested. Well, I choose to believe that I'm not going to live my life looking at every police officer and military person thinking they're trying to screw the country over. I'm going to say thank you for making a sacrifice. Thank you for deciding to defend this country. And I'm going to say it. I'm not going to think negative thoughts about people
and
think that they're the ones that are smuggling people over the border. Right.
Yeah, no.
It's a very small amount of people in law enforcement and military, just like in life, that commit these kind of crimes.
Maybe I watched too many NCIS episodes.
Probably.
That's what the problem is. Yes. Okay. That's good. That had a good conversation about where we are, what our beliefs are, what we think. And that's why this program helps a lot of folks to stimulate their own thoughts. Go deeper. I do tend to, as you all know, go deeper with stuff because that's just the way I am. I'm a why and where and how. And I probably have always been like that since I was a little kid. And probably will always be like that. But it's good. It is penetrating, and that's an important thing. Get into your brain. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Give me the land, lots of land, thunder, starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love.
It's fabulous.
Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please,
don't fence me in. Just that's the theme for My Cows on the Farm, and performed here by Harry Connick Jr. He's got a new album, going to be a love letter to songwriting icon Cole Porter. This is so Harry Connick. I can just visualize him sitting at the piano, singing along. This coincides with a Broadway show that he's going to be in later this year. The album is focused pretty much on the songs of Porter. True Love, a celebration of Cole Porter, released in October, followed in December by a limited-run show at the Nederlander Theater. I was about to say Neanderthal. Nederlander. Okay.
The Nederlander, yeah. That's a famous theater on Broadway.
Yeah, on Broadway. It shows you how often I go to Broadway.
Yeah.
Connick says he selected the songs from Porter's Great American Songbook and handled the writing and arrangements performed by an orchestra, including his longtime touring band. Songs like Anything Goes, You Do Something to Me, this is Cole Porter himself.
Anything goes.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
This was in a movie, and I'm trying to remember what the name of the movie was.
I thought it was Anything Goes. I thought the movie was called that, but maybe not.
That was a
musical, so that's what it went to, right?
Yeah, but it was a movie as well, I think. Anything goes. So, Connick's stage show called Harry Connick Jr. is a celebration of Cole Porter. Have its world premiere at the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, North Carolina. I think that's where he's from, isn't it?
New Orleans. New Orleans.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, this thing starts September 21st, and then it goes to Broadway in December. Connick embarking on a national tour following the Broadway engagement. He says, I'm beyond excited to be returning to the stage to share my interpretation of the work of a true American genius. This would be a good show. I think this would be a good show for anybody to take in.
These songs are just never, you know, they're iconic.
Yeah, it's classic. Yeah. They don't offend really anybody. Most people like them or can put up with them.
Yeah. It's kind of like me, Jennifer. All right, let's see what we have. Robbie.
They love you.
Robbie Robertson next up musically, who got some help from Van the Man on a new track in his album Cinematic, coming out in September. Robertson finally takes the plunge into chronicling parts of his life. This is his first album in 5 years, result of several intertwining projects. Some of the tracks are connected to the score he wrote for Martin Scorsese's upcoming film, The Irishman, which has Robert De Niro as a real-life mob hitman. It's out later this year. That's a good role for De Niro. Assisting Robertson along the way was his old friend Van the Man, Van Morrison, who hadn't worked together, the two of them, since Wonderful Remark on the soundtrack of Scorsese's The King of Comedy back in 83. For this new project, Robertson developing a song called I Hear You Paint Houses, also the name of a Charles Brand book about real-life hitman Frank the Irishman Sheeran that became the source for this new film. Robbie says, I usually see Van when he comes to town, we catch up. So he said, what are you working on? Robertson said, listen, they were listening to this track. You want me to do something on this? It's kind of a cool thing, huh? Robertson says he explained the meaning of the title of Van Morrison, I Hear You Paint Houses, expression for when you want to hire a killer. Painting houses refers to the splattering of blood. Did anybody else know that?
I never knew that before.
No.
To enhance the experience, the album is accompanied by artwork for every song, all created by Robertson. So, Cinematic is arriving around the same time as Once We're Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band, which is a documentary. It'll have its premiere in Toronto in September. So that's that story. Interesting collaboration, Robbie Robertson and Van Morrison. 28 after on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the heels of renewed missile testing by North Korea, a U.S. official now reportedly says Iran has test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile that traveled over 600 miles. CNN reporting the unnamed official has confirmed the launch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says if it's true, he wouldn't be surprised.
They continue to engage in malign activity. They continue to build out their missile program. They continue to work on their nuclear systems. And yet they want to tell the world that, no, they're just defensive and they're just being a normal nation, and we all see differently.
Pompeo speaking on Fox News. President Trump's to sign a 9/11 first responder bill later today to compensate first responders who suffered illnesses and injuries from the terror attacks in New York City in 2001. He'll sign it during a ceremony with a number of first responders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy two HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
And 72719, restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's get back to it, shall we, here on the Friday program, July 26th, the last Friday, Jen, of July.
Thanks,
and thus,
Dougie.
As it is.
It's almost Christmas.
Right, wait a minute. Christmas.
No.
We should celebrate Christmas in July.
No, we should not.
Oh, yeah, we should. Come on, let's have a little.
You barely celebrate Christmas in December, so do not put this on us in July.
No, just a little. Just sort of think about cool snow,
nope.
The beauty of the chilly weather after that.
Nope.
We've had this.
I feel like I'm just getting into summer. It's been
so
mild.
Yeah, me too. We've had so much rain.
All right, Kara, you define.
I'll play one song.
No.
That I just like.
Oh my God, Kara!
All I want for Christmas is you.
This is good all throughout the year.
That's Mariah.
So that's all we're getting.
That's it.
Just Mariah.
Yeah.
Because right. I like that song.
We do like the record scratch and kill that now. No.
Yes. Slowly fades.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'll wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Coming up, this fight between two people on a radio program. But what's trending in terms of the connection the United States has, Victoria, to your I guess not your homeland, but your heritage is Irish. So what's the latest in the continuing as the world or the worm squirms over there?
Well, Boris Johnson, of course, the new Prime Minister of the UK, he has taken a kind of a hard stance in terms of Brexit. Now, he has promised all along that he will deliver Brexit, and unlike the failure that was Theresa May, Boris Johnson feels like he can really he can close this deal. So now, in response to what a lot of people in Ireland, both in the North and the Republic, have been kind of concerned, because things have been very peaceful with open borders between the North and the Republic, and with trade agreements and things like that, and so pretty much the entire island of Ireland has been very nervous about what's going to happen with Boris Johnson becoming the new Prime Minister, and he has basically said if he has to just cut that border off again, close those gates, and they are actual gates there, and you've seen that, yeah.
Right. Yep.
So he basically has said, without coming out exactly saying it, but he's implied that if they have to move forward with Brexit, and if there is no deal made between the North and the Republic, then he's just going to close that border off. And that has had people really concerned and very
moronic.
He's
already
yeah.
killed his whatever possibility he had of being.
Well, the Irish papers are already, they already say he's unfit to lead the
yeah.
Brexit charge and unfit to lead the UK.
On both sides, the Northern Irish side, the Northern
yeah.
Irish and the Irish. For those of you who don't understand this, the Northern Irish are considered part of England. Northern Ireland is. And Southern Ireland is an independent country. And so when all of this stuff, these wars and the anger and the religious crap that's been going on for a long, long time between the Northern Irish and the other Irish, it's, having been there only a few months ago, I think I said on the air, I told the story on the air of walking that there's this almost like the Great Wall of China, there's the Great Wall of Ireland that has sort of separated the two cities. That wasn't why the wall was built originally, but that's what you get. You walk down I remember walking
over the
hill.
Well, the gates used to lock.
Yeah.
I mean, they really...
But remember when I said on the air, you look to the right, which is Northern Ireland, and you see, we'll never forget, we'll never forgive, we'll never...
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that anger that still is there. And on the other side, you see prosperity, you see... So Ireland itself is prosperous. Northern Ireland is not. It's like a ghetto. And to put the... I remember going into a museum, which was aimed at having the Northern... people understanding the Northern Irish side of the debate and the discussion, and thinking to myself, wow, this is still a tinderbox. I remember when I went to Ireland 5-6 years ago, it was more obvious then because the gates were bigger. They made the gates smaller, but the gates are still there. And so when you think about, well, there used to be a curfew. When I went the first time, 10 o'clock, they closed the gates. And
that must have been a very long time ago, because they haven't done that in a really long time.
However long ago.
That's been since like the 90s. They haven't done that. So, the actual story here this morning, though, is that Irish papers are reporting that they feel a little bit of a sense of relief. Because Nancy Pelosi has made a statement saying that we made it clear in our conversations with senior members of the UK's Conservative Party earlier this year that there should be no return to a hard border on the island, and that position has not changed. Any trade deal between the US and Great Britain would have to be cognizant of that. And so it's essentially she's standing by what we've been honoring as, you know, the Belfast Agreement, but Boris Johnson is basically saying we're going to plow ahead no matter what, and he kind of wants to either renegotiate that, but then Pelosi's saying no, we're not going to, and now so she's getting a little bit of good news or good press from the Irish papers, basically, because she's sided up with the Irish Prime Minister, who also says the same thing, that, you know, look, we have this agreement in place, we've had peace, we've had prosperity, and
there's no reason to change anything. And in fact, if Boris Johnson is that much of a dip crapper, then he deserves not to have any kind of success and be out of there as fast as he gets in there. Pelosi is actually backing up.
His job is to Brexit them, though, right? And so if no one's willing to come to the table, what is he going to do? That's what Theresa May dealt with. So I don't know.
What do you mean, it's a tough situation.
If nobody wants to, if he can't figure out, if they can't get it together where they can figure out a good solution for this, then does he have a choice?
Solution for Brexit, for leaving the European Union?
Yeah, if he's promised to deal with this issue by Halloween, what else is he going to do?
Well, there's a lot he can do. One of the things that we talked about that wasn't very well publicized, and Pelosi's sort of backing up what Trump did. Trump made the deal with Theresa May to make sure that England wouldn't fail upon the Brexit, because England is going to have a very tough time economically if there isn't some most favored trade status with somebody like us. And so we have basically made them the 51st state. That doesn't include Ireland. It doesn't include the Northern Ireland. That's not part of the deal. But Pelosi is saying, if I'm understanding this correctly, that we have this new deal to help you out, but if you're going to screw with it by making it difficult in Northern Ireland for the people there to sort of get along, then you can go, you know, jump
off
this
pier. Well, what she's saying is the Belfast Agreement was agreed upon between all of the UK and the Republic of Ireland, and everyone supported it. So no one wants to see the Belfast Agreement, which allowed for an open border between the North and the Republic, no one wants to see that go away. And
this
Boris Johnson seems to not really care that much if it goes away. It's essentially how he's moving forward. So, and you know, the Irish Prime Minister said that we have a legally binding agreement here, and he said no matter what else happens as a consequence of Brexit, we will not see the emergence of a hard border between the North and the South, and we don't want to see the relations drift apart in any way. No one wants to see
that. And there's no reason for him to do this unless he's a dip crapper, as I said before. There's no reason to hold a hard line.
I don't think he cares that much about.
I guess the reason I said it, instead of dip crapper, I guess what I was saying, what I was trying to say, is he was tasked with getting them on and out of Brexit. So that's his first priority, and that's what he said he was going to do. That's what he's only going to probably be working on between now and October, right?
But why did the Northern Ireland? Why is there even any focus? Somebody must have asked him.
Because there's a focus because there's a border there. And so he's Brexiting.
That.
Yeah, that's the focus.
I remember when we went over the border, the driver said to us there could be a wall back here if the... I remember that.
No one wants that.
They don't want that at all. It's very bad. Bad all the way around. Speaking of that, the host of a radio program on WMPR decided to have a debate between a couple of local lawmakers who were state reps, and one of them, State Rep Deborah Dixon, was on the program first, and a counterpart of her, State Representative Credell Calhoun, heard her, Ms. Dixon, talking about him on the radio program, so he decided to go to the radio station and have a discussion with her. And quickly went down there. You can listen to it on Facebook. It's posted there. This is the silliest. I mean, it becomes silly, but then, you know, it kind of gets to the core of where we are politically today. No one can understand Too many people do not want to listen to another point of view. Kind of like the discussion we just had here. And so these two get on the air and they start yelling and screaming at each other and calling each other names, the B word, and the swearing on the air, and the people in the station don't really know what to do.
Well, in that situation, I'm just very... This was all on air, or was this something that someone recorded behind the scenes?
Because I do not know
anyone at NPR who would let that go on. They're so strict about that stuff. They 100% would turn them off.
It's not NPR. It's WMPR, the radio station.
Where is that?
WMPR. That is... I used to remember where it is. I want to say it's down near you somewhere, Kara. I think it's... I don't know that for a fact, but I'm... I don't have the call letter.
That's in Jackson, Mississippi.
Mississippi, okay. That's where I recognize it, because we're on in Jackson, Mississippi. I don't think we're on this station.
That's still very interesting. I don't know any radio people who would let that go on. It seems like it would be a very easy thing to just be like, okay, well, your microphone is off.
Show's over.
Yeah. No, we're moving on. But
unless
it's
a stunt, and now we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I hate radio wars and radio stunts. It's so stupid.
I like good stunts, like Christmas in July.
No.
Didn't we already do that?
Today is One Voice Day, global initiative to unite all countries in the world in the reading of the Universal Peace Covenant, exactly 6 o'clock on Greenwich time, I think, on July 26th every year. The Universal Peace Covenant is a 577-word pledge and plea to bring families, countries, and the world together in a peaceful coexistence despite the constantly changing world in which we live. That's Paul McCartney's line from the song. During this time, individuals, groups, all parts of the world unite spiritually to kind of declare their commitment to global peace. Created from October 1996 to April 1997, One Voice Day is a result of a lot of spiritual collaboration. People from all walks of life, religious beliefs, nationalities, occupations, races, young people, old people, coming together with the intention of creating a timeless document that would accurately reflect humanity's hope, our challenges, destiny. So this 577-word document serves now as an instrument defining how to think peacefully, live peaceably in a world that is constantly changing. We can discuss and disagree without being disagreeable. I guess that probably is the lesson of that. So something to keep in mind today. I think every day ought to be One Voice Day, frankly. But that's just me.
It's a nice thought, right?
Yep, it is. The television news focusing on The Crown coming back to Netflix. When was the last time it was on? December of...
2 years ago?
Yeah. Right. So the third season is going to premiere in November. The new star is Tobias Menzies, and I don't know anything about Tobias Menzies. Anybody know anything about Tobias Menzies?
No.
Who's playing the Queen this time?
It's Olivia Colman, who just won the Oscar for The Favorite.
So she's back. Yeah, okay.
She's
new to it. She's now taking over.
Who was playing the Queen before?
Claire Foy.
Claire Foy.
That's right. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, you've definitely... Well, I don't know if you've seen any of these shows. Tobias Menzies is big on Outlander, which is another British-Scottish show. He was also on Game of Thrones. He's been in a ton of different stuff if you've seen British shows. So, you would definitely recognize his face if you looked him up. He looks like kind of a classic bad guy.
Yeah.
He's Helena Bonham. Prince Philip.
Well, you can make your own mind up on that one.
Yeah. Helena Bonham Carter is going to play Princess Margaret. I find her to be a very interesting kind of quirky character. Apparently she's the same.
Great actress, but she is super quirky.
Yeah. Really quirky. All right, so Jen, tonight and over the weekend, highlights?
Yeah, definitely some weekend highlights. Tonight, if you are into it, you've got a couple of new things. On ABC, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and a new 2020 that starts at 8 on ABC. Love Island still going on CBS. That's at 8 o'clock, brand new. On NBC, got a new Dateline NBC tonight and BattleBots on Discovery. But I got to focus on Sunday because it is so exciting for Victoria. Guess what it is, Victoria? You know, we've been promoing it.
Is it the beginning of Shark Week?
Of Shark Week. It starts on Discovery at 9 o'clock with Shark Trip. Eat, pray, chum.
Cool. That's the one Rob Riggle, right?
Rob Riggle will be there, and this time they'll swim with the sharks. Damon Wayans will be featured. Actually, Damon Wayans Jr., I should be more accurate. Adam Devine, Joel McHale, Anthony Anderson, they take a boys' trip and really become the human bait box when they go swim with the sharks. So you can check that out. Discovery Shark Week starts at 9 o'clock.
Celebrate Christmas in July.
Nope.
10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Weekdays, the DJV program. Now time for Tech Talk, a review of the hot technical items from this past week. Technical stories, Victoria Keelan. That doesn't mean we're getting into the weeds. It's about technology. Victoria follows it from the, public user point of view. And we start off with number five, which I guess is directed toward a certain age group, Victoria.
Well, this could be directed towards grandparents, too, but yes, this is about smart diapers. And Pampers has announced that they have a new line of smart diapers that will track a child's urine as well as their sleep habits. And so Huggies, which is, of course, Pampers' biggest rival, they debuted a similar concept in Korea last year, allowing parents to receive text alerts when a child pooped. Now, this is called the Lumi by Pampers line, and Pampers has, they say they already have a wait list ahead of this launch this fall. It includes an activity sensor that it goes on the front of the baby's diaper, and then it works with an app that corresponds with the smart diaper, and it essentially lets the parents know when a diaper needs to be changed and also lets them know what the sleeping habits are. And a lot of pediatricians actually tell parents to track how often babies go to the bathroom, especially the first few months after birth. It can be a sign of, you know, things that are a problem or whatever. And they also say that you should track the sleeping habits of a newborn. So this is the new wave of parenting, smart diapers.
Smart diapers, smart diapers, we say here in New England. Number four, Amazon is going to get into your,
they want to put some junk in your trunk. Is that what you're trying to say?
Right. Junk in the trunk, yep.
So
yep.
In 2017, Amazon offered its customers the chance to get packages delivered inside their homes with their what they called key service. Some people were not that thrilled about letting Amazon into their actual home through the front door. So in 2018, Amazon came up with a new alternative. They'll deliver packages to the trunk of your car wherever you're parked. So now this program is actually up and running. And if you want to give it a try, you have to be an Amazon Prime member. You have to live in one of the supported cities, which those cities keep getting added more and more. And then you have to have a certain vehicle, car, but it's really pretty much covered. Buick, Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, Volvo, Ford, Lincoln, Honda, Acura. All of them are covered as long as you have like a 2015 or later model. And so that way they have, for Ford and Lincoln, you have to have a 2017 or 2018 model. And then all you need to do, sign up for the Amazon key, and you just go to the Amazon store and set up vehicle, and you're all set. And you can get your packages delivered right to the trunk of your car, and you can track it just like any other Amazon delivery.
There you go. Number three is we aim for number one, Apple and the status of the iPhone 6.
iPhone 6 is about to go bye-bye. So if you have an iPhone 6, which came out in 2014, and this is the longest-running iPhone that they've ever had, this is 5 years in the running. A lot of people still have iPhone 6s that work just fine, and most of the time, it's about an 18-month to 2-year shelf life for these, or lifespan for these iPhones. iPhone 6 somehow is different, but Apple is making sure that that goes away and you're forced to buy a new phone. So iPhone 6 will be gone, pretty much not supported around the time that September hits when they announce the iPhone 11. Now, iPhone 7s are on sale right now, but it's not really advisable to buy an iPhone 7 because you're going to find yourself in the same situation a year later. The iPhone 8 is going to be around for a while. That's a 2017 release. That's probably your best bet if you don't want to go all the way up to the iPhone 10 or the 10R, 10S, which are still really expensive. And if you want to buy something used, the best deals are actually on eBay right now.
Are they? All right. Number two, new rules for robocallers.
Yeah, while most of the country was focused this week on watching Robert Mueller testify, the House of Representatives actually was at work, surprise, surprise, and they approved an anti-robocalling measure pressing on telecoms and the FCC to deal with the onslaught of robocalls. So the Energy and Commerce Committee approved the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act unanimously, sent it to the floor, and it passed there. If it becomes law, it'll be easier for the government to go after these robocalls and to basically protect consumer privacy. We all know, if you have a phone, whether it's a landline or a cell phone, we get so many robocalls, it's ridiculous.
It is. All right, number one this week is good for those who don't love us, who don't like Equifax.
Equifax, yeah, that's the credit reporting agency, in case you don't remember this. It had the largest data breach in American history. 150 million people were involved in this and affected. And so Equifax has reached a deal with the government to pay $700 million to state and federal regulators to settle all of this issue, all of these lawsuits and things that came along. The Federal Trade Commission announced that Equifax will pay $300 million and as much as $425 million to compensate people who were affected by this. So if you had to, here's where it comes down to the real world. If you had to pay for a credit monitoring service, you can get your money back. If you had to deal with your accountant, you can get your money back. So you can go on to the FTC site and file all the paperwork there.
Help yourself. There it is, a review of the hot things in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.